Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Good morning, all. And we're going to start, Jamie, with the roll call, please.
Commissioner Briceño, Commissioner Buck.
I'm here.
Commissioner Duran, Commissioner Faruqi, Commissioner Kent.
Here.
Commissioner Leach, Commissioner Lee, Commissioner Matsuba.
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill.
Here.
Commissioner Steinberg and Commissioner Wang. I do see Commissioner Wang, but she is muted.
Here.
Oh, there she is. Okay, perfect. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is open forum. And if anybody wishes to speak, if you could hit star 9 or the Zoom or the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. And we do not have any attendees, so we do not have any requests.
Okay. I'm moving on to the next item, please.
Item number 2 is overview of county process of adding to county master events calendar. So that'd be maybe Renee or Jenna.
This is Jenna. I believe Norma was going to speak to this item.
Yes. Thank you. So I did get some information regarding the county master's events calendar, and just some updates, you know, that I'd like to share with the commission around that. So per county policy and procedure, as well as the commission bylaws, the current ones and the ones that are pending approval by the Board of Supervisors. The county supported and sponsored events are to be included in the master events calendar, and that's approved by the Board of Supervisors. Now the purpose of the county master's events calendar is to maximize the recognition of county events, increase the public participation, and promote county events as effectively as possible. And the events the commission wishes to support must be included in that master events calendar. The calendar is updated annually and it's approved by the Board of Supervisors, typically in June, for the following fiscal year. And additions to the calendar need to be approved by a quorum of the commission annually at the April meeting. Updates requests outside of the annual process require individual agenda staff reports what's called ASRs for submission to the board for consideration and approval. And that usually can take anywhere from 2 to 3 months to process. And there is a possibility to streamline the process if a member of the Board of Supervisors is involved. However, this process should not be assumed, or we shouldn't depend on that. Each individual case will vary. Going forward, as a suggestion, the Commission's Communication Standing Committee can assume the duties of compiling event information throughout the year. Mommy, stop. And prepare a list of events and submit to the county in April, once also approved by a quorum of the commission for inclusion of the annual county master events calendar. So for example, what was proposed last month to endorse or participate in the, with the Jewish Federation event on anti-Semitism, that would have been something that would be added to this master calendar for approval. I know that there's been a submission for that and now it's on the agenda, but I think moving forward, it's kind of looking at some of those events a little bit more closely and plan them out. I know that some of these don't get organized until, right? They're not a plan ahead of time. But being able to at least foresee a little bit more, or kind of work with some of the partners beforehand to see if they are planning something and they like the commission to be, you know, to support those, maybe have those ahead of time so they do get approved and make it on this calendar before it gets approved by the Board of Supervisors. Just because if an ASR takes 2 to 3 months, then, you know, it'll be a lot more challenging to support anything that's planned or needs, you know, support before then. And those are the updates that I received from the county.
Okay. Anyone have anything on that or comments about it? Well, thanks, Norma. Yeah, I think the hardest part is, like you said, sometimes we find out about things just, you know, up to the minute or a little bit too late to plan ahead and have it on the calendar, but hopefully we can get as many as we can on there. So
and maybe it would be a good idea to let organizations know that we can put them on our calendar. Maybe that would be, you know, maybe we could send out emails, mass email or something, just saying, you know, if you know your year ahead, if you want to send us something or what you're planning, maybe we could, because maybe they don't all know that they can have that opportunity to be on the master calendar.
Yeah,
that's a good point, Commissioner O'Neill. I think that's what that last point was about, was once the standing committee, the commission's communication standing committee comes into place, that would be one of their responsibilities to you know, communicate with organizations and other folks annually, putting that out there. If you're planning things ahead of time and would like commission support, you know, that was the time to have those conversations.
Excellent.
Okay, well, we cannot vote on it yet, can we? Lord. Oh my goodness. Did you hear back from anyone, Norma? From any of the other
committees? Everybody's, all my calls went to voicemail. Sorry about that.
This item isn't a voting item anyway, so. The next two that are.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's right. She was sharing the information. Okay, yeah. Moving on to.
All right, well, item 3, I know we can't vote on it, but it's review and reconsider state of emergency under AB 361 and make findings to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19 as required by government code subsection 549E3. So since we cannot vote on this, we do need to make sure we have this item, I guess, on another special meeting before, I want to say, July 9th or somewhere around there. Otherwise, your July meeting will have to be in person.
Okay.
So we might have to call another special meeting.
I guess. I mean, Norma, what do you think? Do we go for another special meeting or?
It's up to the commission. You know, the commissioners are here. I do want to say, though, that the reason why the last two meetings, special meetings, have been challenging has been because the dates have been set, but people have not been asked whether they're available or not.
Sure.
And previous meetings, we've taken the time to ask folks, here a couple of days and times, what works for you?
That's true.
So coming into the meeting, we know, you know, we have an idea that whether we're going to have a quorum or not. And these past two meetings have not been done that way. So it's challenging to say that people are going to show up when we really don't know if they're available or not.
Right. And I think one of the reasons we were not meeting was because of the construction too. I think a couple of meetings ago, it was the parking, trying to get there for the parking, more so than COVID.
Just to chime in. So yes, Norma, that is very true. I wish I could be here more, there are some things that are already scheduled, which speaking of, I have to drop off at this point, but would definitely make myself available if my schedule permits for another special meeting.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Sorry that we couldn't get started earlier.
And I will make sure I'm a lot more diligent turning up now, seeing how important it is. Sometimes I get into session and I'm working and I just completely forget. I'm a little ADD when it comes to, I'm trying to put reminders on my phone. I have like 3 for this one. So that was definitely important.
Chair, could I ask a question? Maybe Jamie can help us with this. Does this have to be a month-to-month vote for AB 361, or can we do it like a quarterly?
No, it needs to be done every 30 days.
It has to be every 30 days?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah, we've kind of gone over that, but this kind of brings up another point that Jennifer, are you there, had brought up about being able to assign a proxy, because on these particular times when it's something recurring like this, and also the fact that, as you said, everyone's schedules don't line up, Jenna or Renee, how would that work?
So the bylaws would have to allow for a proxy, mm-hmm. and currently they do not.
Okay.
And I would just add that I've never seen a Board of Commission have that authority. The only people that are allowed for a proxy in today's bylaws among the 81 commissions and boards across the county are the Board of Supervisors.
Okay. All right, well, we can at least present the next item.
Yes. Okay, item number 4 is request the county to add Driving Out Darkness, OC Summit on Anti-Semitism and Hate, hosted by the Jewish Federation OC on August 30th, 2022 to the county master events calendar.
Well, Any comments on that? I'm in favor of that being added to, certainly being added.
I am too.
If it's worth it, having support of 2 of us so far. Well, I don't know what to say, but it's, you know, it's ridiculous for us to sit here. I guess whoever wants to come came. So, Mike, would you be okay with us polling and seeing if there's a time where we could have another meeting? Okay, so we'll try to schedule another special meeting. And Jennifer, how about you? We'll send a poll out this time. Try to see what everyone's availability and do what we can do. All right, on that note, those are the only items, correct, Jamie?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I would like to adjourn the meeting and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming, everyone. Thank you.